I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. Tonight's going to be a doozy. I mean, Jax has admitted that he cheated on Britney. And Twitter is going absolutely insane. Vanderpump Rules is trending, and it is my responsibility on behalf of women of the world to mess this guy up. And thankfully, I've got Bridget Everett here to help me. Jax, I just went in his dressing room. He said he is more nervous about coming on tonight than he ever has been in the past. He comes on almost every time he does something horrible, which is not an insignificant number of times. So tonight should be interesting. I will do my best to give him a ton of shit. I hope I do you proud, ladies.
She sings a song called Titties, and he's actually had his boobs done. It's Watch What Happens Live with Bridget Everett and Jax Taylor now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a cabaret singer and a cabaret slinger. My first guest is a songstress and comedian extraordinaire whose new Amazon pilot, Love You More, manages to be so tender and so dirty at the same time, much like herself. Please welcome our pal, Bridget Everett. Hey, Bridget. Poppy, and my next guest's relationship with the truth is what one might call evolving. Here to present us with his version of alternative Jax, it's Vanderpump Rules, Jax Taylor. Hey, Jax. Bridget, Jax just told me he's never been more nervous to be on this show.
I think
show.
I have every right to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you should be.
Tonight's bartender is a comedian and entertainer who dubs himself the hardest working middle-aged man in show business. You hear that, Seacrest? Say hi to Murray Hill. Hey, Murray Hill. Great to see you. Bridget, anything you want to say to Jax on behalf of women in America?
Yeah.
Jax. Let me have it. Why do you always hurt the ones you love?
Oh.
That's just right out the gate, huh?
That's okay. A good question.
I'm a self-sabotager. I like to self-sabotage myself.
You do?
And I do. I think every relationship I've been in, I figure out a way to sabotage it.
Sex.
Sucks.
Bridget is wearing earrings for you that say...
Yeah, they say sex.
Okay. Very good. By the way, we're going to get into your big admission tonight, but everyone online is talking about your Taco Bell sweatshirt, Jax. Amy Phillips said the reveal of the back was one of the best wardrobe surprises I've ever seen. And then Katie Maloney said, I think it was my Taco Bell sweatshirt. sweatshirt. I left it at their place and didn't get it back for months. Is that Katie's sweatshirt?
It might be, because I bought one because she had one. I got it in Vegas. They opened up a Taco Bell in Vegas on the strip next to the Planet Hollywood, and I was like, I need that sweater. It's okay. The softest sweater ever, so I think I probably did.
Tonight, Schwartz and Sandoval shared a few tears with their beers. This was something. Watch.
You all right, too?
I have no drive.
What? Dude, you offer so much to the world. You're my friend, dude. I'll never let anything happen to you.
I'm always, like, anticipating all this shit that's gonna happen in the future. And well,
I feel very privileged to know you, man.
Dude, I'm just drunk.
Okay.
My favorite's the tear stains down through
his
bronzer.
Through his makeup or bronzer. Take a look at the still. There it is. Jax, what are we looking at there? Bronzer or makeup or what?
I'm not surprised. Tom always wears bronzer.
Yes.
He's got a bronzer on.
Okay. By the way, are you guys subscribed to the Watch What Happens Live podcast? Do it now. New episodes every day, Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock. Your questions for Brittany and Jax are flooding in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Pump Rules, Brittany and Jax's relationship was shattered by an act of faith. Watch.
I heard a rumor that you had sex with Faye.
I did. I never heard of Faye.
Can you just let them know that that is not true?
I did not do that. Honey, I'm getting in trouble here for nothing. They're setting me up. I didn't do sh**.
Oh, Jax, off.
Shut up, Kristen. Faith said I had sex with her.
Did you?
I've never cheated on her. I've been faithful.
Did you have her in my f***ing bed? Remember whenever I found those eyelashes? Whose were those? You did have sex with her?
Yes, it's true.
Rotten hell.
In our bed, though.
Excuse me?
Bed. Okay, good.
Not in your bed.
Wow. No, I wouldn't know.
Okay. Such a man of honor.
Yeah.
What's so chilling is like how he just like, I didn't do it. You believe him. You know, well, you don't at this point. No offense, Jax, no. But oh, my God.
That leads us to our first poll question, which is, does Jax deserve Brittany? Yes or no? Bridget, you want to weigh in on this one?
I'm going to have to say 100% no.
You are. Yeah, what does Poppy think?
Poppy, can we get a close-up on Poppy?
I don't think so. You're right. Yeah, look at that.
Looks like...
Poppy says no.
98% say... 97. Okay, you got 3% of the vote, Jax. Here's what on next week's Vanderpump Rules.
Sandoval.
Brittany confronts Jax over how many times he cheated on her, confirming that if you have to ask the question, you're probably not going to like the answer. Bridget, watch this.
Oh.
Is he telling you that it was a one-time thing, or is he, it wasn't?
I'm just going to call him. I'm going to put it on speakerphone for all of you guys to hear. How many times did it happen with Faith?
Like once, honey. That's it.
She's here.
Why is she there? It's only one time.
All I asked was for the f***ing truth, and you didn't give me the truth.
What's the difference between one time and 10 times? It doesn't make a difference.
This changes everything, you piece of shit.
I promised you I didn't do it! Shut up! I said I didn't do it!
We're done.
Brittany, honey.
God, that was not...
Bridget, reaction.
I mean, my reaction right now is not worth it. I'd like to slap him, but I'm not going to do that because I feel bad for him.
Don't feel
but
bad
Jax,
for me.
What There's are you nothing. Doing?
I know. It was... I know.
How many times was it?
Once.
Do you
once
believe Brittany? Do you or Brittany? Bridget, do you believe him? Do you believe him?
It was once. I promise you.
See, it's hard to tell.
Second, when the illustrious Bridget Everett is not on stage bringing down the house, she's cracking open a bottle of Chardonnay and bringing Bravo into her house. Here's what an honor of that. It's time for another round of Bravo. Oh no, they didn't, Bridget. I have a lot of situations. What your opinions?
Okay.
Were you surprised when Brittany revealed she and Jax slept together post Faith drama?
Yeah, I thought that Southern girl was gonna stick her roots down and say no effing way, but she did it. You must be good.
What do you think of Sheena's apartment makeover? Do you miss the giant wedding photos?
I mean, she's got that one of herself in the bedroom, yes. Right? Isn't there one in her closet?
Like, which Tom is better prepared for the responsibility of partnering with Lisa?
Not the bronzer one, the other one.
Schwartzy, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Tom and Ariana's dry spell indicate trouble in their relationship?
There's a lot of things that indicate trouble in their relationship.
What's your impression of Stassi's man-bunned beau, Patrick?
He's a little too tenderhearted for me. Too much yoga and maybe too many greens in his morning routine. I don't like it.
Do you believe Katie and Schwartz when they say their relationship is stronger now that they've gotten married?
Absolutely not.
Do you think Brittany would be happier if she moved back to Kentucky?
No, I think she really does love Jax.
Thank you very much. guess what? Brittany's mom just tweeted something at you. Let's put that on the screen and see what she had to say. Jax, what makes you think you can be faithful to my daughter now? Hey, that's a great question, Jerry Cartwright.
you know, it has been a few months, well, 7 months since this happened. We are working through it. It's a work in progress. I love her very much.
Have you been faithful during those 7 months?
Yes, absolutely. And I think our relationship's stronger now than it's ever actually ever been. We're actually in a good place, but obviously it's going to take some time to build my trust back for her. So it's a work in progress, but we both love each other. We're making it work. And at the end of the day, this is Brittany and I's relationship. So.
Boy, I've heard that work in progress speech a few times from you, Jax.
It is. I am. I mean, I lay it out there. I am a work in progress. I kind of wear it on around my neck, you know? So it's, I think my
whole
self.
And then hang yourself with it.
Yeah, right.
finally, when Jax cheated on Stassi with her best friend, Kristen, who was dating his best friend, Tom.
I never cheated on Stassi with Kristen. We were broken up.
Okay, you were broken up.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I've never
seen okay, that while the movie Drive, while watching the movie Drive, we thought at least things could not get any weirder, and then he out-jaxed himself by hooking up with Faith while a 95-year-old woman was sleeping nearby. Here's what. While we all take some time to process that, let's unpack it. Let's subject Jax to a round of hit it or quit it. Jax, I'm going to suggest a situation in which one might have sex. Bridget, you will get if Jax would be down, then he will reveal his answer.
Okay.
Would Jax have sex in a cemetery, Bridget?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jax?
Yes.
Yes. Have you?
No.
Okay. Would Jax have sex in the back of an Uber, Bridget?
Probably already has.
Jax?
No comment.
Okay. yes. We're going to take that as a yes. Would Jax have sex in a porta potty? That would be gross.
No.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. Okay. Would Jax have sex at the zoo?
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, sure. Would Jax have sex if he hadn't showered in a week?
Yes.
No.
No? Would Jax have sex in his grandmother's bed, Bridget?
Oh, now you're sensitive. Now there's boundaries.
It's not about being sensitive.
Would Jax have sex in the common...
But you did it in somebody else's grandmother's bedroom.
It was not her bedroom. I didn't even know that.
The 95-year-old woman
I didn't even know any of that.
But was the 95-year-old woman... You didn't know she was home?
No. I had no idea about that whole situation.
She probably slept right through it.
Did it seem like... Were there, like, doilies and Victorian things around?
I didn't notice any of that.
All right. Thank you very much, Jax. Kristen Doty tweeted, Jax had a rough 24 hours. Cry me a river. For once, I couldn't agree more with Ariana.
With what?
I am so excited that Watch What Happens Live has been nominated for Critics' Choice Award for Best Talk Show. While I have appreciated the years of nightly critiques via text from my mom, it's the votes from the critics that count, the real critics, and we appreciate it. I mean, where else can you get moments like this?
I pumped when I got here earlier.
Am I trying Amber Tamblyn's breast milk?
Yeah,
right
here
now?
It is.
Am I drinking it here?
Is it real?
Am I literally going to do this?
Real? Chuck.
That's very sweet. It's sweet.
It's really sweet.
And it's good with the tequila chips. Still taste it. Bridget, Laura W. wants to know how you would have responded to Jax had you been in Brittany's shoes when he admitted to cheating.
I mean, I have I'm very even-tempered until somebody rips out my heart like that, and I probably would have taken it and ripped it right off his body.
Wow. Mr. Merkin Muffley said, is the sexual tension in the studio between Jax and Bridget as white hot as it seems on my screen? Bridget, is there sexual tension?
It is my job to make people feel better about themselves. And Jax, I'm just trying to help him out, okay?
Thank you.
Let's go to Alex from Dallas. It's so she can choke you during sex.
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
you know he likes a little choky choke. Yeah, just like, oh,
hey, Alex,
myself.
What's your question?
It's okay.
Andy. My question's going to be for Jack.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's been a long time since you rapped, and obviously you're seeing the show now. What is one thing that you think you are better either in your personal life or in your relationship since then?
I just think that in the beginning I was taking Brittany for granted. I don't think I appreciated her as much as I do. And I kind of just been going to the therapy again and realizing that I just...
But that was 2 years in.
You got to go. You need the help. You need the help. I mean,
well, no, but you're saying I was taking her for granted.
I was taking her for granted. She's the most amazing girl I've ever had in my life. She's amazing. She's beautiful. I want to spend every day with her. We're in a great place right now. I hope it stays that way. But it's a work in progress. I mean, nobody's perfect.
Let's
my
give
life
a chance.
Just happens,
like,
to be on TV.
You have to say, like, my Murray always says this to me, start where you are. So, like, Jax can start here and grow from, and hopefully
7 months
this...
ago. But yeah.
All right, well, okay, baby steps.
No, I am. No,
I'm trying to help you out.
No, I
you
appreciate it.
Yeah, Bridget, no, don't.
This man cannot take any. What are you doing, Jax?
I'm trying.
I would throw this on you, but you got a fancy new leather jacket, and I don't think it's on consignment. I want you to keep it, okay?
I was wondering if you were going to slap him before the night was over. Let's go to Sarah from North Carolina. Hey, Sarah, what's your question? He's so awful. Red.
I know.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Bridget.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing Amy Schumer has done on vacation with you?
Well, I mean, there's something.
Can't tell you.
Oh my God! Really? Wow, that's amazing.
We like to have a lot of fun and go to places where nobody can find us and do things that you can't write about.
Wow, I love it. Wow, Bridget. Julia F said, "I love that Lonnie Anderson plays your roommate in Love Me More." Do you have any crazy roommate stories from your real life?
I lived with somebody, a woman named the Countess, who called herself the Countess, not the Countess from, we used to sit around and drink scotch and watch Law and Order and stuff at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was pretty good. It was a good life.
It's game time, everybody. On tonight's Buck Rules, Tom Sandoval got flogged as he explored the art of BDSM. But if anyone in that crew needs a good spanking, it's the guy right here. It's time for Whipped Into Shape. Jax, I'm going to ask you a question that anyone in the bartending business should know the answer to. For every wrong answer, Bridget gets to flog you with this whip. Okay. Very good.
It's got rhinestones on it.
The handle for Bridget. What term describes an unmixed drink served at room temperature?
I'm sorry.
What term describes an unmixed drink served at room temperature?
What term?
Yes.
Neat.
Yes, neat. Vodka, triple sec, cranberry juice, and lime juice makes up what drink?
A vodka cranberry.
Cosmopolitan. Give it to him.
Stand up. Honest to God. Turn around. No. You're in New York. You gotta know what a Cosmo is.
What kind of liquor is always 80 proof?
All liquor.
Grand Marnier.
There we go.
That's not hard enough. What type of glass do you use to serve brandy?
Rocks glass.
A snifter.
Snifter, God!
Bridget knows all this. How many ounces are in a standard shot?
One of those, three. Three of those jiggers.
1.5 ounces.
That's right, three jiggers.
That's right. Get on your hands and knees. That's right. Get on your hands and knees, Jax.
Bridget, I love You More on Amazon. I loved it so much. I cried at the end. It's a wonderful show. I really hope it gets picked up. What were you asking, Jax?
How do I feel about Stassi saying that?
Oh, yeah, because Stassi in this episode, she got the man bun boyfriend and everything, and she's like, I'm not used to being, like, she didn't know a lot of words and stuff, and she was like, I'm not used to being, like, the not the smart one in the relationship.
Oh, right, she called you dumb.
She basically called you dumb.
It's Stassi. It's fine. I mean, but she keeps going back to her man that doesn't really want her, so I guess I'm not that.
Ooh. Well, Jax, right now you're not doing a lot to dig yourself out of this hole.
Rara tweeted, Jax, would you be willing from this point on to have full transparency with Brittany where she has access to your phone,
email, whatever
it takes? She does.
She does now.
Wow.
She does.
Let's go to Kelly from New York. Quick question, Kelly. What is it?
She controls my social media.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Jack.
Yep.
And I was wondering if now that he admitted to cheating on Brittany, if he can tell us whose eyelashes those were.
Ooh.
They were hers, I think. I don't know why she, I think she just forgot, but there's never been anybody at a house that she doesn't know.
Okay, that's the thing that Jax does. When he starts talking and he's lying, you know it sometimes because, like, he starts talking, he's like,
no, I don't. I don't, like, when she said that, I was kind of like, those are yours. You're the only one that wears fake eyelashes that I know.
Jax.
I'm serious. No one is better.
He's a work in progress.
Nobody's better in progress.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Kylie Jenner, who finally hit 100 million followers on Instagram. She celebrated by writing this on Twitter. 100 effing million on Instagram. That's a lot of people. LOL. Wow, wow. You know, Virginia Woolf is just shaking in her grave right now. Today's Shackle goes to reports in Page Six that Trump's short-lived communications director, Anthony the Mooch, Scaramucci, met with Dr. Phil about launching a daytime talk show. The bad news is it'll probably happen. The good news is it'll only last 10 days. Any final words for Jax?
I think Jax should close this out, you know, and talk about, like, the new Jax. Jax in 2018.
Well, obviously, I think it's pretty easy. I think I'm trying to just be a better boyfriend, be a better person.
Work in progress.
Work in progress.
Don't let your dick lead you around.
Are you going to her family to Kentucky for Christmas?
I am. We were just there 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
You have to remember, it's been 7 months. Everybody knows.
Okay.
Everything is really fresh for Jax right now. The wounds are really fresh.
He's so hurt. I feel bad for Brittany. You can drag me through the mud all you want.
We feel bad for Brittany, too. I want to thank Bridget Jackson for helping me.
My father's got stage 4 cancer.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, so we're hanging out with him. That's kind of my main concern right now.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Well, Jax just really brought the room down.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
But it's okay. No, it's we're sorry. We're here with Bridget Everett from Love You More on Amazon and Jax Taylor. Behind the bar, it's Murray Hill. And Murray Little Christmas is at Joe's Pub in New York City this weekend with Bridget Everett. How long have you been performing in New York City, Murray Hill?
20 years, kid.
20 years, kid?
When I started, I had cheekbones. Now I have two chins.
I remember seeing your name up on the bulletin board at Florent all the time because you'd be a Jackie 60, right?
Oh, yeah. Those were the days, kid.
Yeah, yeah. Bridget, Jax, was this worse than you thought it was going to be? Or
no, it wasn't. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was really nervous today. I really was, which should be. But yeah, I like I said, I deserve all this. I don't care if you drag me through the mud. I just want to make sure Brittany's okay.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Lori from Myrtle Beach.
Hey, Lori, what's your question?
Well, first, my beagle wants to say hi to Waka. Okay, she said hi.
Okay.
And then, what housewife would be the worst cabaret singer?
Bridget, what housewife would be the worst? You know, Countess Luann is working on a cabaret show right now.
I would go to that. I would go to see most of them. I'm trying to think who'd be the worst cabaret singer. Maybe Bethany, because she's a little wound tight. You got to be sort of, you know, loose and relaxed for cabaret.
Yes. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Natalie from New York City.
Hey, Natalie, what's your question?
I have a question for Jax. Okay. My question is, if you think that you were hanging off the side of a cliff and Tom Sandoval was hanging off the side of the other, who do you think Tom Schwartz would pick?
Ooh.
He would let himself go. Schwartz was that kind of person that he couldn't choose, and he would... Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What he said to Brittany in the moment? She's like, did he sleep with Faith? And he's like, I don't think so, but I wouldn't tell you even if he did. Like, I would lie to you and tell you.
I appreciate his honesty, though, about that.
he's a good guy.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Caroline from New York.
Hey, Caroline, what's your question?
How did you repair your relationship with James Kennedy?
Good question. I just think it went on for so long, and there was so much gap in between the next time I was going to see him that I think I kind of just fizzled. I kind of was just over it. I'm like, what am I angry about? What am I going to do, fight the guy? I'll end up back in jail. So it's like,
I don't.
And
what
you, also,
do?
You were sitting next to each other at the reunion. And
he was hilarious.
You guys were finding each other funny.
Well, I was really pissed off when I came in and I saw our names sitting together. I was like to production, I'm like, get his name out of here. I don't want to be near that guy. But then right out the gate, he was just poking fun at Stassi, and I just could not stop laughing. It was hilarious.
Right? Isn't that funny?
It was hilarious. Yeah. He's really funny.
Yeah,
he's really funny.
Boy, you now. I mean, you've been on this show with Jax, James, Countess Luann,
and Ramona.
I mean, and Ramona?
That
wow.
is
I
like,
mean, Bridget.
I'm like one third of the way to Hanukkah.
Yes. Back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Haley from California. Bridget, me and my mom are dying to know, have you ever hooked up with a fan after the show?
Have you ever hooked up with a fan after a show?
I feel like these are things I should say from my book, but yes, I did. And, but only once. And it's, you know, when you make a living sitting on people's faces, you think, you know, the percentage would be a little higher. But you have just enough tattoos and you look a little, you know, jacked in the face. Your chances are looking good for a night in Superstars.
What's your worst heckling experience? What do you do if someone starts heckling you? Motorboat them?
I try not to, like...
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, like, one time, advice. Like, I was getting heckled by, like, this younger woman, and then I brought her... and then I brought her dad up on stage, and I sat on his face, and I felt like that was, like, I evened the playing field. I think it's better to do something with your action and your body. You know, I don't want to make anybody feel bad. I just want to make them, you know, not sleep at night.
Jax, was that the answer you expected?
That was an awesome answer.
Yes. Did you ask me? I can't remember because I've had too much Chardonnay.
Right. I don't know, but my face is pretty jacked up, and I got a lot of tattoos.
You're here to say how you care about Brittany.
I know. I was
joking. I wore some sex earrings and a dress cut up to here, and all of a sudden I'm faith number two in the dressing room.
Bridget, Sienna C said, "I love your dress. Where's it from?"
Oh, this is Eloquy. It's electric fashions for women with some mean on their bones.
Nice. I like it. So once you called me on stage and you had me on your lap, I got a face full of titty from you.
Oh, I have this song called Just the Tip, and I felt like it was a good song to sing to you.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was a breakthrough for us.
I think Tom Sandoval had the same song, didn't he? Just the Tip?
Yes.
Sandoval.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Jack.
Sophie L said, Bridget, when you were working, how long were you a waitress?
25 years.
25 years.
Dare to dream.
Did you ever wait on any of the New York Housewives?
I never waited on the New York Housewives, but I waited on, like, everybody else.
Who's the most famous person you waited on when you were waiting tables?
Woody Allen and Soon Yi, like, when that was happening, when that was going wow. off. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And how did you, and were you, like, funny lady with them, or did you keep it?
They had absolutely no sense of humor, so.
Right. Right.
But, you know, I went on lots of people, Howard Stern and Rosie, and we used to host all these parties, like the Sex and the City parties, and, like, Sarah Jessica, and, like, back when P. Diddy was with J-Lo, and they uh-huh. walked in. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
I mean, I hated it, but it was cool.
I want to thank Bridget Everett and Jax and Muriel for working for BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.